Greetings and welcome to the Talking Reggae Podcast. As always, I am Jay of Street Level Uprising. My special guest on this episode of Talking Reggae, Mr. Clinton Farron, and he has a new album coming out on April 5th called Survival Vibration. Greetings, sir. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
I'm just going to start off saying I love this album. Lot of things I want to talk to you about because it hits me very hard in a lot of ways. The first thing I want to ask you about, I love the acoustic guitar. I love that a lot of your sound is built around acoustic guitar, especially this album, acoustic guitar all over the place. What is it about the acoustic guitar that you identify with and that we identify so strongly with your music?
When I was a kid, I wanted a guitar so badly. And I couldn't buy one. I didn't have the money. And so I made one. I love the acoustic sound. And then, to make long story short, after I made one, my dad helped me to buy one. And I took that one to Kingston with me, and then making songs, playing with it on the trees and in the backyard and thing like that, making songs, and then you go to the studio and it's never quite the same when you electrified the thing. It's never quite the same. I mean, I love electrical music, there's an energy there that, an high energy and thing like, but the soul of the song, oftentimes kind of get lost in the mix of the many instruments and how electrified they are. You know what I mean? And especially today when most things are gone digital, then, the blood kind of get lost a little bit, or a lot.
It keeps music organic to me. Like you, I love electronic music too. I love all music, right? But there is, there is an organic nature to an acoustic guitar, just the vibration of the strings and the wood, and also, percussion. I love the percussion on your album. I love, everything from, there's some great Kete work. There's some steel pan on there that I loved hearing. And also the vocal harmonies. And I've always, those vocal harmonies are such a strong part of your experience. Is that something that's still very important to you today, hearing those vocal harmonies?
Yes, and that's why I end up when I write a song, I always kind of like hearing the harmonies, and so even just to give an indication to someone, I love to have the harmony there because it helps to round the thing out. I love solos too, just a solo vocal doing its thing, I love it too. And my hat's up to all those artists who manage that and manage that so well, like Dennis Brown, for example, within the reggae field, Bob Andy, there are some singers there that handle it without harmonies really well. You know what I mean? I lift my hat to. But harmonies give you another limb to look at where the music is concerned. You know what I mean? And energy too as well. You know what I mean? Where the lead vocal left off, the harmony carry out and another limb here to say, hey, this is here too as well. You know what I mean? Oh, by the way, check this side over here. I love harmonies. I love harmonies.
You can tell. And it really does bring, like you said, you could carry it by yourself, but it really does bring it to another level. It really adds a richness. And so when you have all the elements that you have on this album about the foundation of acoustic guitar, the hand percussion instruments that you've chosen to put on here, and then the vocal harmonies, this is truly a beautiful album and definitely one of my, I review a lot of albums on here. I listen to a lot, and this is one of my favorite albums that I've ever reviewed for Talking Reggae.
Oh man, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's true. I want to ask you a theme that keeps coming up, and I'm also partial to conscious music, conscious lyrics, and obviously it's a very conscious album. One of the themes that keeps coming up throughout this album is freedom. So I wanted to ask you, because I feel like we used to have a more defined definition of freedom. And I feel like these days people can define freedom differently. So I wanted to ask you, what does freedom mean to you? And why was it such a strong theme of this album?
Because, you know, that's kind of my thing from ever since when I've been writing songs. It's basically about freedom, but not just in the sense of taking the chain off the hand. You know what I mean? But free the spirit, you know, and one way to get there is to do what we love and love what we do. Meaning that, you know, you're feeling good, your sense of purpose, all of that. You know, each day you wake up, you do something that you love to do. You know what I mean? You feel yourself. It's harder for someone to make a fool out of you. You know what I mean? Because you know yourself. You know what makes you feel good. You know how you feel inside. You know what I mean? You can look on somebody and forgive them easily. You can love your neighbor very easily. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you feel love from inside already. So, you know, it's not something you have to search for. You know what I mean? But also, you know, because this album is also created during the pandemic. It's during the pandemic, you know, the album before it. This one was supposed to release before that, but the company I'm dealing with, my partners, they weren't interested in an acoustic album. Mm. You know what I mean? And we have discussion with them this time, say, hey, I really want to put this out from an artistic point of view. You know what I mean? Not from a money-making point of view. And they agreed to let it happen. You know what I mean? So my hat's off to them for agreeing for me to do this too. You know, but it happened during that time. And during that time, I realized even more so that get the chance to still do what I love. You know what I mean? Give me a sense of freedom. You know what I mean? In this all the atrocity and thing like that, you know, we don't know. Like the first song on the album, you know, where do we go from here? Where do we go? You know what I mean? Why? You know, you go to the store, you don't even know if you're not going to come back getting sick. You know what I mean? Nobody knows what's going on. You know what I mean? So the only thing that you can rely on is what you love, like, you know, a good plate of food, if you can have that, you know what? Eat that, and the moment is wonderful. You know what I mean? If you love to make shoes, and you're making a pair of shoes, and you're, oh, this is nice, you know, that moment is wonderful, because you know what tomorrow is, you know? So freedom, again, is not just taking the chain off the hand and thing like that, but it's freeing the mind, the spirit, and the soul.
I want to go back to something you just said. You mentioned a plate of food, and it's always been, I've always maintained that music and food can save the world, because it's something that's common to all cultures. And if it's common to every individual culture, then we should be able to relate to each other through music and food.
Exactly.
And lately I've been wanting to add laughter to that list. And so I'm listening to your album and I get right in the middle of it and this tune LOL comes on. It's like you're talking to me. It's brilliant. And there's so much joy. These tunes are all very conscious, but there's still a joy that comes through. Talk to me a little bit about that. Talk to me about laughter and joy and the way it comes through your music, and especially this tune LOL.
Well, you know, it's again, you know, instead of getting negative about what's going on, you know, man, we still want to keep a positive edge. You know what I mean? Like the songs, what's the song? There's one there on there, that Positive Minds, you know, is one of my very favorite too. You know, they all say something to me. But to answer your question there, you know, there are three things, like the three-legged part, you know, we are called, you know, love, music, food, whichever way you want to which one comes first, whichever. But those three is like the three-legged part. And when you have those three in your life, then comes laughter. You know what I mean? Because you're feeling good. It is easy to laugh then. It's easy to find joy in the flowers where you walk and pass outside here. You know what I mean? It's easy to smile at with somebody. You know, life, you know, that's life right there. You know what I mean? You know, it's not... Sometimes we go in books and in history and Bible and this and that and all kind of books and so forth and so on to find what we're looking for when it's right where we are. Right where we are. We just skip over it. It's like talking about the flowers, you know, it's the same way. Like some of the most beautiful flowers is the one that we walk past and we go to the store, go buy some, take home. When we just pass the most beautiful flower, because we're not looking. You know what I mean? We're looking way further for the answers. And we have the answers with us all the time, not knowing.
Sometimes we just have to stop and look at what's in front of us, look around
exactly,
us.
Exactly.
But we're all, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the things that we want and not focus on the things that we have and the people that are around us, you know?
Exactly. You're totally right, man.
You mentioned Positive Minds. That's another song I want to ask you about. So this song made me pick up my guitar and figure out the chords that you were playing, because the chorus is doing the, well, first the verse is doing this cool, there's some really cool bluesy licks going on in the verse, and then at the chorus, and you've got like, it starts off kind of a traditional 1/4 major thing, and then the next thing I know, it's like there's this chromatic shift down a half step to the C sharp, and then it resolves this. I'm getting music nerd stuff here, and then resolving to the relative minor with F sharp minor. It's like, it's a really cool tune because it's not what you're expecting. That chord progression is not. It's like a trick. It's like, here's what you're probably expecting from hearing decades of reggae music. I'm going to throw you a curve. So can you talk to me just a little bit about the way that chord progression came about, or just the melody that you were hearing in your head that brought you to that?
Well, you know, the part that no, da, 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 da. Instead of I didn't want to hit yourself a straight major. You know what I mean? So I figured, how can I make it be interesting? And from my eighth day to the seventh, you know what I mean, and the step down same way, you know, I'm like, oh man, it works, you know. so it was my intentional trick, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know what, this works, and I'm loving it. So so I make sure I use it more than once, you know. But the thing is, too, with me and with the music, what I do love is because I love funk, I love blues, I love jazz, I love it all, you know, gospel, the whole of it. I love it all, you know. So whichever part, whether it's a funk lick or a blues lick or a jazz lick, that comes in there at a time when I'm creating. You know, I'm not afraid to use it. You know what I mean? To the best of my ability. You know, but sometimes also sometimes I honestly don't even know where it comes from. You know what I mean? In terms of, you know, it's like you have a basin with all kind of goodies in there, and you pick out one, you know, and you can't say, oh, this comes from the bottom or from the side, or you just pick out one, you know what I mean? And it works.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tune, and I do love the way that corporate progression kind of threw me for a curve, because I like hearing things that aren't, you know, that could just catch your ear. They're not ordinary. And I love, you know, like you were saying there, it's like I see people like try to take songwriting classes and things like that, and there's a part of me that says, yeah, it's good, learn your fundamentals that way. There's another part of me that says, we don't even know where this stuff is coming from. Like this, exactly. Right? Just like you said there, and it's not all calculated. It's not all thought out. It's just sometimes you just intuitively know what you're doing because we're getting these messages that come through us.
Exactly. And sometimes the other thing that I tell songwriters who sometimes ask me questions too, like, you know, when you get, call it writer's block, you know, in the professional world, I think they call it like writer's block, you know, like you're right. And it's like, oh, it's flowing. And then all of a sudden, well, it's not coming. And people get down about those moments. I love those moments. Mm. Because if you can wait out those moments, usually there's something great coming. And if we can just humble enough and take it easy, relax, take a puff, or get a drink of water, you know, wake up the next morning, look at it again, you know what I mean? You know, so and usually when something comes, it's always great if you give it time. You know, because here you can only carry so much at a time. You know what I mean? So if something will come in here and it's bigger than what here you can carry at the time, you know what I mean? Then it will feel like, come down to the point where, okay, all right, now I can go in. You know what I mean? And now here is rest enough and you flush it enough that you can take it in too as well. You know, that's my philosophy on that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great advice. I've always been fascinated with the fact that, you know, sometimes you can write a song in 15 minutes and sometimes it can take years. You know, you have just like a little bit of a tune and it's like, you know, it's just kind of up there. And then like years later, it's like, oh, not now.
Oh, here it is.
It's come to me now. Maybe I can make a song out of this finally.
Exactly.
It's driving me crazy. Another song I'd like to ask you about, Common Sense. And now that you're saying that this was written during the pandemic, like a lot of that makes sense to me with the themes that were going on at the time, right? Like, like whether it's the togetherness and the love that we all, you know, we all found ourselves in a situation, we were isolated, you know, in Common Sense, you talk about a couple things, get a little bit deeper with things that went on during the pandemic. Can you give me a little insight into Common Sense?
Well, the common sense thing about it is how quickly we, like, you know, say, well, then, taking vaccine is bullshit, basically. For lack of better explanation, you know what I mean? When we don't really know, you know? And the thing is, like the song said, one-on-one is two, you know? Check the numbers, check it first, you know? Before we discard, and still it end up that, you know, it helped to bring it to where it is today, you know, along with our immunity and things like that, to how we get immune to things, you know, because it's basically a flu, you know what I mean? A kind of flu we don't understand, you know what I mean? So it's to study the thing and go with the thing rather than right off the bat without knowing, you know, say, hey, check the thing. Check it before we condemn it. Check it before we condemn it, you know. The common sense, you know. Don't kill the medicine before we know if it's the medicine or not.
I know, I agree. And I also, do you feel like common sense used to be more common?
Yes.
Yeah?
I really think so. Because today, quick o'clock, you know, when you have a question, boom, you go to your iPhone and you check Siri, you check da 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 blah blah. You know, back then, you know, you check your dictionary if you don't understand a word or you don't understand something, you know, or you check older people and yourself, older folks who come in with some history and some understanding of how these trees grow, example. You know what I mean? Rather go, oh, what's this? Instead of check Siri, you check that person who actually grew up with the tree. That can, you know what I mean, and give you even more than just the tree going there. Can give you something about what's going on around the tree too, and why the tree grows that way. You know what I mean? Can give you more, you know. And then the common sense thing though is like, hey, it's like if you're measuring something and you know that, okay, all right, you're gonna, if you cut it too short, it's too short. So it's better to cut twice or even three times, even four times, until you get to where, you know, your measurement is. Then boom, straight cut, you know, boom, this is it. And then we take a stack, it's too short. You know, hey, feel no way if you cut it a little long first, you know, and measure it again. Make sure. Example.
That's a great example. And you mentioned checking Siri, checking Google, whatever. I do blame the internet in a lot of ways. I mean, as humans, it's on us, but you can look anything up on the internet and find your own confirmation bias. You can find something to back up what you already believe.
Yeah.
You can find the opposite to everything online. And so it comes down to, you know, well, what do you believe? And belief is not facts. Opinions are not facts. And I think it has gotten difficult these days to separate facts from non-facts.
Right.
What you mentioned, right. Go to the people who were there. Go to the people who have been here, who have done this. Go to the people who,
Exactly. You know, like when I look at the U.S. and even Jamaica, but look, you know, I look at the U.S. and the native people that lived there for all those years and our America years and the different ravines and ponds and rivers and lakes and things and how they survive, you know, and how certain parts of the land catch fire sometimes, and it's normal that it catch fire and re itself again. You know what I mean? Is because nature knows how to take care of itself. When I figure that those people have a lot of info that could help what we'll call climate change, you know, like help the climate, how it works, you know. We think we know it. We know it. There's a metaphor, like a story about the wasp and the bees, you know. And the bees flew by and the wasp checked the bee and said, "Hey, man, yes, it's lovely honeycomb. Oh, you have honey in it too. Oh man, I want you to teach me to make that." You know. And bee said, "Oh yeah, come on, man. And when the wasp could make the comb, and just run the bees away and say, "Okay, I got it now." And until today, the wasp still cannot make honey yet. He can make the comb, but he cannot make the That's common sense again. That's one of the old time people saying, you know what I mean?
It sums it up nicely. And a tune that I think really sums up as a good central point for the album. I love this tune, Crazy Mixed Up World. And it's, you know, you're talking in there about, well, I'll let you tell, if you will, just, you know, talk to me about the theme behind Crazy Mixed Up World.
Well, you know, it's just how everyone is right. Everybody is right. And we fly past the common sense. You know, we fly past the common sense. Oh, I'm right. And it's more about a power thing rather than really take care of the real power there is that help us all to survive. You know, as soon as we start to individualize ourselves and it's like, I stand predominant over here. And these different groups that, you know, and everybody is great and you know, I'm greater than you and I'm better than you and da 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 da, you know, and climbing the mountain that way, that mountain is gonna fall. You know, and it's that crisis that the world is in today. That's why so much war and rumors of wars and things like that, because nothing is going according to nature's way. You know, we're flying past the rhythm. You know, we run gone past the rhythm instead of going with the rhythm, you know, nature's rhythm. You know, we're flying past that, you know. And I know sometimes you talk like this to some people and they say, oh, you're a nature boy. You know, what does he know? What does he know? You know what I mean? But it's the common sense thing again. You know what I mean? Oh, you know, what does he know? You know, until when shit hit the fan, you know, oh, something is happening here. With that, you know, and sometimes too late, you know. But just in the side and even looking at all the political disagreements and this and that and so forth, it's naturally, it's just normal. It's like mix up. It's a mix up thing, and oh, it's okay. It's normal. It's crazy, you know. So you just put it out there like it is.
A lot of people make fun of me because I'm still positive. I still feel like no matter what we're dealing with now, that human beings are resilient and that we eventually find our way. Do you feel that way too? Do you feel like ultimately we're going to pull ourselves out of this?
I do. And that's why, even though I, you know, you check the songs, them, you know, it's like, yeah, they have, there's a lot of hardcore edge there. Like, oh boy, shoot. But at the end, by the time the song is finished, sometimes it's the chord that tells you that, hey, there's some happiness, there's some light at the end of the tunnel here. You know what I mean? Something is telling you, you know what I mean? You know, like, sometimes I like to write songs too where even on the minor chord, the singing is major. it's like, you know, what's happening here? You know? You know what I mean? Because you cannot, if I'm going to give up now, then might as well I don't bother making a song anymore. You know what I mean? Because the joy of making song is making songs in a way that can educate my own self and the people around me as much as possible for having a better tomorrow. And a better tomorrow, meaning that we get along better as a people. You know what I mean? Because it's just one race, you know, it's the human race. You know, we come up with all kind of little lyrics and things like that, we say this and that, and stipulate and split and ta da da. But it's one race, the human race.
That's a perfect way to say that. Well, you know, you might not have done the financial thing that the record company want, but what you did is you gave us the album that we all need. And I appreciate that. And I thank you,
my brother.
So what's next for you? You got some touring coming up or after the album comes out?
Yes, yeah. In April here, we're going to have the first tour. I think is the first gig, I think, is on the 3rd, you know, and onward for about a month. My guitarist here, Cubix, you know, he's gonna accompany me on the road. You know, we're gonna jam together. I'm sweating right now because I know we're gonna have some fun presenting these songs and do some acoustic stuff. You know, and like I said, you know, I love the band. I really do. I love drums. I love beat. I love all the instruments. I love, especially when it's done well. Oh man. But the acoustic, there's something with the acoustic that resonates with me, you know, because, and even doing it alone, I have no, the only fear is that, okay, well, I'm alone. This is hard. It's me alone. But then I always rely on the songs, what the songs are saying. The songs are saying something positive, then I lean on that positivity that I hope and hope that that will go through. And once I can remember the lyrics, and if I don't remember the lyrics, then I laugh. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And sometimes even laugh out loud. You know what I mean?
Well, I love that we have the opportunity to see you with a band sometimes and also see you acoustic. I know I did a poll a few years ago about whether people would rather see their favorite artist on a giant stage with a full band or a small acoustic thing, and people love acoustic. So I know they'll always love seeing you both ways because, you know, we all love that about music. But thank you very much for being here with me today. You can catch Survival Vibration coming out April 5th. They can catch you on tour. They can catch you social media, website, everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, my brother. You know what I mean? And I love your positivity too. And I love the way you look into the album too, because you're saying exactly what the album is and what the album is trying to portray. And that makes me feel really good, because then, you know, that means it's, because, you know, like I told my wife, as you know, I said, this album means so much to me. And I think this album is I want to say right now, it's my special album, you know, my favorite, you know what I mean? I love all of them. But there is something about this one. There is something about this one. And the production, too. There's a production to how the instrument comes out. You know what I mean? It's full, not too much, but there. You know, I love this one. And I hope that it do the work that I want it to do.
I think it did. I mean, it certainly speaks to me, and I think it's going to speak to a lot of people. And I would recommend this album to everyone. Go out and check out Survival Vibration by Mr. Clinton Farron. And thank you very much for being on the Talking Reggae podcast today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. We'll do it again some other time.
I hope so. And I hope to see you on tour at some point soon. And thank you very much.
Okay.
One love.
One love, my brother. Take care. All right.
The Florida Groves Fest returns to Orlando, Florida, Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. Performances by Michael Fronte and Spearhead, Milky Chance, Tribal Seeds, Atmosphere, 2 Feet, Boogie Trio, Manic Focus, and a whole lot more. The Tattoo and Cannabis Conventions return, along with skateboarding culture, glass blowing, and the new Shroom Street. For more information and tickets, it's floridagroves.com.
Say goodbye until the next time.